Welcome to UNIVENA International, the podcast of the incoming department of the International Office. In today's episode, I'm going to talk with our university ambassadors of the winter term 2023. How was it their first time here in Jena? And what advices do they have for new students? My name is Laura Kaden. I work in the International Office in the Department for International Students, and I'm happy to welcome my guests, Anna and Emirhan. Welcome to this podcast. Would you like to introduce yourself briefly?
Hello, everyone. My name is Anna. I'm 20 years old. I'm from Moscow. I study bioinformatics at Friedrich Schiller Universität Jena.
Hello, my name is Emirhan. I'm 25 years old. I'm from Istanbul, Turkey. This semester I started studying at the University of Jena. I'm studying here business information systems.
Interesting. Thank you too. It's a pleasure to have you here. As I already said, you are our university's ambassadors. What exactly does that mean?
The university ambassadorship is a scholarship given by the University of Jena to the international students. As a university ambassador, we have responsibilities which include writing 3 reports in a month about our student life in Jena. Additionally, we support the international office by informing and advising students, prospective students at events.
In my blog, I tell about my choice of university and the move to Germany, about the first impressions of my life and my study here, and guys who have also moved to Jena or are going to move can read my thoughts and impressions, and I really hope that my blog will help them to get used to life in Jena and to overcome some difficulties.
Ah, very interesting. Thank you. And how long are you in Germany now, and what was your first impression when you came here?
I have been in Germany since February 2022, almost 2 years now. I often traveled to Germany with my parents before my move. I fell in love with this country a long time ago. I really liked the architecture and the mentality of German people.
I have been in Germany for about 2 years. Last year, I completed a German language course. And this winter semester, I started university in Jena. Coming to Germany and studying here has been a dream of mine for a long time. The first thing that struck me was the orderly way of life here. Everything works systematically, contributing to people's organized lives.
So you like organization?
Yes, I like organization.
And since when are you in Jena, and what was your first impression of this city?
I have been in Jena for about 5 months. When I first arrived here, I was talking with my friends before I came here, and they say it is student city. And when I came here, I really understand it is student city.
Yeah, a lot of students.
Yes,
around.
A lot of students from all of the world.
I have been in Jena since July 2023. I moved to the city because I entered the university here. Before that, I studied in Studienkolleg in the town of Köthen in Saxony-Anhalt. It's a pretty small town compared to Jena, so I was pleasantly surprised by the number of shops and attractions in Jena.
So big city in comparison. And how was the start of the semester for you when university started?
Actually, it wasn't a good start for me because of German language. I remember the first time I was in the class. When I first heard the professor speaking German, I felt a bit overwhelmed because it was quite different from the German I had learned in language course. Mm-hmm. But Yeah, in the language courses, the teachers adjust their level for us. They know that we are learning the language, but here is this is different. I really struggled with understanding German at the beginning, but now I'm definitely better at understanding German than I was at the beginning.
And I had already studied at the Studienkollegen Gruden. The beginning of the semester reminded me of my study there. Of course, the start of the semester was hard because I didn't have any friends here at all. But after a month, I felt comfortable again.
Oh, that's great to hear. And what was helpful for you to get into it? Which support offerings maybe, or introduction events and so on, did you visit?
At the beginning of semester, I often studied at the library because I liked the atmosphere there. All students there were determined to study intensively. It helped me to concentrate on my studies. Besides that, I attended many events in the university, such as introductory days, where we were told in details how the study was organized, or events where you can get to know your classmates better. It was easy to find friends there.
At the beginning of the university, organized events to help us adapt to university life. The first of these was the welcome week before class started. During this week, we were introduced to our department and the university system. And there were workshops addressing common problems students might face at the beginning of the school. In these workshops, students could ask questions about the issues they were experiencing. And these questions were answered by the knowledgeable people. Additionally, before the start of the lecture week, there was a math course towards our classes, which I attended. There is also a club called Info Cafe here, where university students frequently organize activities. For example, in the first few days, we visit Schillergarten together. And on another occasion, we did a city tour of Weimar.
Ah, interesting, yeah. That also helps to meet new people around, right? And how did you prepare yourself for Germany and for the university especially?
I studied a lot of German with a private tutor and practiced in language clubs. I tried to improve my specialized German so that after starting of my studies, I would feel more confident.
Because of my chosen program was in German, I attended a German course until I obtained a C1 certificate. Additionally, there are different requirements depending on the student's home country. For example, I'm coming from Turkey. I initially needed to obtain a Schengen visa. I completed and submitted all the documents requested by the German consulate and eventually received my visa. After the language course, I also completed and submitted all the documents that required by my university, and now I'm here.
Oh, nice to have you. And how did the search for an accommodation go, and how are you living now?
Actually, I think I couldn't organize my house looking very well. Okay. I started looking for a place a little bit late. Initially, I applied to dormitories in Vienna, but I found out that I was ranked 1,700 among about 2,000 applications.
Oh, wow. Yeah, a lot of students want to live in the dormitory, of course.
then I began searching for a student room, on websites like WG Gesucht, eBay Kleinanzeigen, and Facebook. And later, I learned that a friend from Turkey was coming to Jena for a master's program and staying in a WG in Erfurt with a free room. Mm-hmm. I decided to rent that room. Now I'm living in Erfurt and pendling to Jena.
Okay. I found a place to live pretty quickly. I did it through the WG Gesucht. But as far as I know, it's not so easy for everyone. Many people can search for months. I think I was lucky. Now I live in WG near the university with two nice neighbors.
And do you have any tips or advices regarding the preparation? You already mentioned to apply for a dormitory earlier. Besides that, what are your tips for new students?
As my experience has shown, the most important subject is the German language. If you don't speak German well, it will be difficult for you to integrate into society and to find friends. Also, without the German language, it will be difficult to deal with bureaucracy, to receive all needed documents. Besides, I would advise you to find out information in the internet from people who already have such experience. It helped me a lot when I first moved in. After all, it's always easier to ask an experienced person than to solve the problem on your own.
As Anna told us, the German language is the most important thing in Germany. When you have a good German knowledge, then your life will be easier here. And I believe one of the most important aspects of learning German is to practice. For this, conversation cafes and tandem programs can be ideal. To gain insights about university life and to prepare early, and except of the German language, you can have the tips about life in Germany with looking our text in Jena website.
Yeah, we will link that for sure. So one can inform themselves how life in Germany is before coming here, yes. You both already studied before in your home countries, right? Which differences did you notice and what do you especially like here?
The university environment I experienced in Turkey was not international. Here I think more organizations are made to help students adapt to the university more quickly. For example, there wasn't a welcome week in Turkey at my university. And another difference in Germany is living expenses are a bit higher here. But at the same time, there are more scholarship opportunities in Germany and working conditions for students are easier. Also, students are taxed less, which significantly helps to solve the problem of living expenses.
In Russia, you have to attend all classes. In no case should you miss them. Here, it's easier with this matter. Also, I really like that we don't have unnecessary subjects here in Jena. We study the subjects that are really related to our specialty. Also, in Germany, I like the respect towards students.
And what was difficult for you in the beginning? Maybe. I'm sure some things were difficult. And how did you solve these challenges?
Here, you are always on your own to handle every issue, which means you are never in your comfort zone. As I mentioned before, on the first day, I felt bad about my German skills. It seemed like everyone was speaking very fast and almost like a different language. But over time, being in a German environment, I began to overcome this difficulty. When facing a challenge, I motivated myself by thinking that many people before me had faced with these problems and they overcome the same difficulties. Also, I think I can.
For sure.
In the beginning, it was always difficult to get used to a new life and to realize that you now live independently, far away from your parents. I had to solve all the problems myself and to hope only for myself. But I made a lot of friends in Köln, and in the end, we became one big family and helped each other a lot.
So we're coming to an end. Thank you a lot, Anna and Emihan, for sharing your experiences starting to study in Jena and, of course, for representing our university as ambassadors. Your blogs, as well as all information, are linked in the show notes as usual, and you will hear me next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.